Education reformers warn, parental rights bills may actually be a step toward greater GOVT control over children. By Dr. Susan Berry on November 26, 2021. Parents should be wary about proposed parental rights legislation, since such rights are already endowed by God, as the U.S. Constitution informs, warns a national parents' organization. Rights are endowed by our Creator, and God directs parents to be the primary and first educator of their children. U.S. Parents Involved in Education, USPI, said in comments to Breitbart News. We aren't co-parenting with the government. Nor are we merely stakeholders in the education of our children. The group, which promotes the elimination of federal control of education, directed its remarks in a blog post to those parents who appear to be heartily endorsing parental rights legislation. It seems like enshrining parental rights into law would make them more powerful and perhaps provide a legal basis to prevent some of the atrocious infringements on the relationship between children and parents happening today, USPI's blog read Wednesday. But they warn such bills may not ensure the liberty they seem to promise. The group particularly observed a proposed South Carolina parental bill of rights endorsed by grassroots organization Moms for Liberty, as Breitbart News reported. That bill states its purpose as follows. To prohibit certain government infringement on the fundamental rights of parents to direct the upbringing, education, health care, and mental health care of their children except in limited circumstances. USPI questioned the bill's language, however. Certain infringement? Prohibited except in limited circumstances? Who defines which infringements are prohibited, and which are permitted? Who defines the exceptions? Legislation may attempt to define the details, but typically, the implementing bureaucracy has leverage to the details. Additionally, legislation can be modified over time. This is very dangerous wording. USPI advocates that parents not argue they have rights. The group states, recommending, instead, that parents act on their rights. Parents have full authority over their children's education and it falls within their rights to reject education that conflicts with their family's values. Just as communities should reject pedagogy that doesn't reflect local community values, USPI explained to Breitbart News. Obviously, parents can and should act on their rights by removing their children from schools that are teaching things that will harm them and their relationship with their parents, the group elaborated. Government schools have become so toxic, USPI recommends parents remove their children and find an alternative method of education. The group said parents and all Americans need to act on their rights to reclaim their local government schools and not accept the indoctrination of children with their hard-earned tax dollars. USPI observed the many successes parents who acted upon their rights achieved as school boards were toppled around the country during the November 2 elections. Parents are gearing up for upcoming elections this spring and fall, the parents group told Breitbart News. USPI is mentoring many parents to run entire slates of candidates to end the teaching of racist, Marxist pedagogies, the sexualization of children, biological boys competing in biological girls' sports, and mask and vaccine mandates. In some instances, parents can unite in filing lawsuits against government schools for pedagogy that violates the Civil Rights Act and the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, the group observed. USPI is encouraging parents throughout America to act on their rights and reclaim their schools. With rights, however, come responsibilities, USPI noted in its blog. If your school is not respecting your rights as a parent, withdraw your child, the group urged. Find a different school. Parental rights mean parents are ultimately responsible for their children, including their education. It may mean some sacrifices are necessary in order to fulfill this responsibility.